Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys in the phone lines on a Football Friday. It is a Dallas week, a Dallas Football Friday. So much to do today. Combo Con for a great prize. We'll get to some of the big things heading into the game, including a play for the Eagles that used to be automatic, maybe not. Eavesdropping, Q&A, guess the take, same game parlay. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen. There is no law that says that you have to wear undergarments. So do what's best for you.
On a Friday, you're hitting us with that?
Yeah, on a Friday.
Okay.
No, because somebody hit me up last night and said, I can't believe you don't wear socks and underwear.
I'm this is about you. You gotta get it now.
I'm like, you ain't gotta do that. And it's not a law saying I got to do all that.
No, it's a little odd, but it's...
No, it's not.
I would say most people wear socks.
No.
I mean, you don't even own a pair of white or black socks. Like, just regular socks.
Did you say no to most people wear socks?
Most people don't wear socks.
Oh, you're
stop.
Out of
there's
your,
a lot of people that wear socks, but there's a lot of people that don't. There's a lot of people that don't wear socks.
What percentage of people don't wear socks?
I would probably say it's mostly people in the South.
What percentage of people in America don't wear socks?
I'm going to say 45%.
Come on, man. Oh, there's no shot.
45%.
I would say almost, if not every single person listening to us today, woke up and put a pair of socks on.
I bet you they didn't. Not every single one.
There's
somebody out there that's
an
earshot. At least five people.
Did they leave their house?
Yeah, and they gone.
It's one thing if you work from home or don't leave the house. That's fine. You can wear whatever you want.
But if you left
the house today, you have a pair of socks on.
No, they ain't got no socks.
I disagree. All right, 215-592-9494. Not on the socks, but on everything else. All right, let's start here with, a big game on Sunday, and one that usually has all of my energy and attention. That's the Eagles and Cowboys, right?
Yes.
It's a huge game. It's a division game.
Dallas sucks, by the way.
Yeah, of course they suck. And they literally suck this year. It's not a good football team. They're not a good defense. They can't stop the run. They're on their backup quarterback now. The coach is going to get fired. Like, the Cowboys are a mess. For some reason, their owner traded for a wide receiver this week. And usually, Hugh, I sit here before I get a huge game against the Cowboys, and it's all I could think about. And this week, I don't feel that way. You know why?
Why?
Because I've overlooked the Cowboys.
No, you can't do that, man.
I'm doing it. Here's what I'm doing. Mm. All I can do is tell you where my mind is at right now. And my mind...
Not on the Commodores.
My mind's been on the Commanders since August when I tried to tell everyone they were going to be better than the Cowboys.
I tried to tell you, Joe. Yeah. I tried to tell you Joe.
I did. And no one wanted to listen. My mind... Look, Sunday the Eagles have to take care of business. I think they will. They should blow the doors off the Cowboys. I'm just telling you how I feel. I've already in my head given the Eagles a win on Sunday, and I'm on to the Commanders. That's the game. It's the game next Thursday that will decide this division. I don't think this should be competitive on Sunday night or Sunday afternoon. The Eagles should win in a blowout, Hugh.
I don't know about no blowout, though.
What? No blowout?
No, I don't know about no blowout. This is one of those games that is always competitive because it's the Cowboys. I remember the year... When I first got here, Andy Reid's first year. Got here, and we went to the pickle juice game. I just call it that.
September 2000.
And the Cowboys were heavy favorites in that game. They were heavy favorites because of the weather and all the other stuff. And I remember playing in that game, and we beat the brakes off the Cowboys. It's never – these games, especially this game, is never what you think it is. My first year here, I think it was a Monday night football game. I knew it was dark. In 98, we got blew out on national television by the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. These games are never, 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 never what you think they are. I think they're going to be competitive. I know everybody's talking about Cooper Rush and how he hasn't played a whole lot. Man, do not overlook the Cowboys. I'm just telling you, as a guy who's been in this, and who's been on the field? Don't do that.
Well,
do not do that.
I'm not going to listen because I expect the Eagles to win this game.
I respect that. I'm not going to listen.
I expect the Eagles to win this game in a rout, and then we'll all turn our attention to the Commanders. But that's how I feel on this Friday. Like, I'm excited for the game. I'm excited for another Eagles victory, which should be their fifth in a row.
Mm-hmm.
But my mind is on that game next Thursday. I don't consider the Cowboys a threat. I don't consider them even a good football team. They couldn't move the ball with Dak. And now we got Cooper Rush coming in here. Hugh, this should be a rout. If the Eagles don't win this game by double digits, then, to me, that's not acceptable. They're way better than the Cowboys. They're better on defense. They're better on offense. And, yeah, you're right, Hugh. There's been, it's a division rival. I get that. But you know what it's time for? You know what we're due for, Hugh Douglas?
What's
we
that?
Are due to crush the Cowboys. The Eagles haven't won in Dallas since 2017.
And you think they're going to go down there and crush
this
them?
This is the time. And guess what? Jalen Hurts? Do you know how many times he's won in Dallas in his home state? Zero.
Yeah.
He's never won in Dallas.
And you still feel that strongly about all this?
Well, because it's now. Like, now is the time to reverse all this nonsense, to go down to Dallas. And, Hugh, we get a chance to bury the Cowboys. If they lose Sunday, they're dead. It's over. Their chances.
No, I mean, I get that.
Dead.
Don't get me wrong. I think we beat the Cowboys. I'm not saying that we're not going to beat the Cowboys, but I would not underestimate the Dallas Cowboys. I would not do it. I just, you know, like I said, been in these for a minute. Just would not feel comfortable saying, oh, we got this. It's a lock. Those games are different.
We got it. It's a lock.
These games are different.
You know, man. What? I don't know. Maybe it's just me picking this up. I sense a little Cowboy fear in Hugh Douglas.
Ain't no Cowboy fear. It's more.
It sounds like you think this is going to be a close one.
You know what's funny? Fear and respect do go hand in hand. I'm not going to say I'm afraid of them, but I do respect them a little bit. Mm-hmm. Don't like them, but you respect them.
What should I respect on this Cowboys team?
Familiarity breeds contempt.
They can't run the ball. They can't throw the ball. They don't play good defense.
They got another receiver.
Who stinks too.
And Cooper Rush. Man, Cooper Rush has won some football games in this league, man.
You expect me to sit here on a Friday before a Cowboy game and fear Cooper Rush?
I'm not saying fear Cooper Rush. I'm saying don't go into this game feeling like you could just roll your Eagles helmet out there and they're just going to fall apart. You know, they've heard all week about how they're going to get blown out and da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. They hate us just as much as we hate them.
Sure. They're going to try.
And they're not good enough. This is the thing. You don't think that their fan base feels about them the way that we feel about them is saying, hey, whatever you do, beat those stinking birds. Don't let them come to town and da-da-da-da-da. It's a mutual hatred for one another, man.
I'm sure it is.
So that's what I'm saying. Don't go in here thinking that it's going to be a cakewalk overlooking the commies.
Well, I'm sorry. They're a bottom 10 team in the NFL right now. They stink.
Do you know what I used to hate about these games? These games in particular. What I mean by that is the back-to-back conference, direct conference rivals.
All right, and this one is in the span of 4 days.
Man, the physical, especially like this. Because every time I think of these games, the first thought that comes to mind is physical confrontation. No matter what the record is, these games are always a little bit more physical than any other game that you play.
I expect that. Look, I don't think the Cowboys are going to lay down. Like, I don't. I think they're going to try. They're going to give effort. They're just not good enough. They're a bottom 10 team in the NFL right now.
I'm just trying to
tell
you.
With a backup quarterback, a coach on the hot seat.
With a backup Cooper Rush.
Yeah.
Man, listen. I'm just trying to tell you. There's not a teammate that's in earshot of what I'm saying right now that's listening right now. That is not thinking like, yeah, he ain't lying. Because they know these games are different. They just hit different.
I'm sure. Look, I know that. Like, I've watched enough. I haven't played any, but I've watched enough to know they hit different. Look, I expect the Cowboys to give effort. They will. It's a rivalry, all that. They're not good enough. If the Eagles play as well as we've seen them play in the last month, they should go down there and stomp this team. Like, this should be a blowout for the Eagles. It should be a 10-point victory, and it should be a statement game. Like, hey, this wasn't just a nice, cute little 3-week stretch. We're for real NFC.
No, we're for real. You know what? You know what makes me think we're for real in the NFC?
If they go to Dallas and they squeak out a victory, nobody's saying they're for real.
They're saying that they won.
No way. No.
They beat the Cincinnati Bengals. And the Baltimore Ravens. Last night, I didn't get a chance to watch the game.
Oh, it's a great game.
34-35.
Because the Bengals have Joe Burrow.
Man, I'm just trying to tell you, these games.
We have Cooper Rush on the other side.
Different. They hit
No. If they have Burrow, it's a different story. All right, 215-592-9494. Where are you in the game? Like, I have already decided this game is done, over with. The Eagles will beat the Cowboys. And half my mind is on that Commanders game
half
next week.
Half is mine.
I am. Sunday.
He'd have left.
Sunday at 1 o'clock, we're doing the pregame show. I'm going to have like half an eye on that Commanders-Steelers game. And my other half, I'll be doing the show. If I check out of that, I'm sorry, Hugh, because I'm watching the Commanders.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I check out.
I know. 215-592-9494. All right, let's hear from Brian Baldinger talking about, well, he kind of agrees with Hugh on this. Don't overlook the Cowboys.
I wouldn't overlook it. Mike is coming back. He's a difference maker. There's nobody else in the league like him. His legs are going to be fresh. He's a game changer. But the one thing, when I watch Cooper, is they really game plan for him. Mm-hmm. They really protect differently. than they do if Dak is in there. Like, and with Dak, they want to get five receivers out. They trust his ability to read progressions and get the ball out. With Cooper, it's more, I'm not saying it's just only max protection, but there's different types of protections for him. There's more half-field reads for him. Like they, and I'm not saying they simplified either, but it looks a lot different schematically when he plays quarterback, and one of the reasons why they've had real success with him.
That's great. I mean, that's wonderful. You know what Baldy left out of that? And I love Baldy, and he's right. I mean, I can't argue with you or Baldy that they've had success with Cooper Rush. Are they 5-1 when he starts? In 2022, when the Cowboys went 4-1 with Cooper Rush, they had one of the best defenses in the NFL. Now they have one of the worst defenses in the NFL. Cooper Rush isn't winning without a good defense behind him. Come on now.
I beg to differ, because the thing that a different quarterback brings to the table is it's kind of hard to explain, but the flow of the game is different. The rhythm is totally different than what you're accustomed to. It's because, and I always say, when you deal with a quarterback, you get a book on them after four games.
Mm-hmm.
This is Cooper Rush's first run.
This season, yeah.
And you don't know. You're going to go back and you're going to watch film from Cooper Rush the last time he was on the field and had success. That's not good because that's not the guy that you're going to be playing against. It's going to be different. They're going to do – I can tell you how this game is going to go. They're going to try to get him in there like every other quarterback. They're going to get him comfortable. It's going to be a quick hitting passing game. Everything's going to be quick. They're probably going to go up tempo early on to try to keep this defense off kilter. This is not going to go – this ain't going to be one of the ones you sit back there and Cooper Rush is back there. And you're like, oh, it's just Cooper. Man, they're gonna come loaded. They're gonna come loaded because it's us. They're gonna play above their station because it's us.
Can I point out?
Be prepared for that.
I agree with you on that. Can I point out the points allowed by the Cowboys in the Cooper Rush starts 2 years ago? Right when he went 4-1 Cooper Rush, the Cowboys defense allowed 17, 16, 10, 10. And
oh,
then,
they balled out.
Yeah. So the four games he won, 17, 16, 10, and 10. If the Eagles go down to Dallas and only score 10 or 17 points, shame on them. They should score in the upper 20s. 215-592-9494. Are you with me on this? That this is a lock victory for the Eagles on Sunday, and you kind of have some attention on the Commanders.
Lock.
Hugh, obviously, a little scared.
This man didn't set up here and said a lock victory.
A little scared of the Cowboys.
On a Friday, he didn't talk about lock victory.
I can't believe Dallas Week scaries for Hugh Douglas over here. All right, Kyle, what are you thinking on this as we get set for a Dallas Week? But, I don't know, my attention's kind of half on the game next Thursday.
You forgot, Joe, about any given Sunday, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, like, I think about it.
Any given Sunday.
Yeah. No joke. Like, 2022, do you remember an undefeated Eagles team getting beat at home by the Washington Commanders?
Taylor Heinicke?
Who stunk.
Sure.
I mean, these things happen, Joe.
No, I agree.
They do. Right.
But you don't go into the game thinking that.
Well, yeah, the players don't. I do.
Every week?
No. Well, yeah. I mean, like,
you guys are so scared today.
No. I think we're going to beat the Cowboys.
All right. At least someone said it.
But we can't have Thursday next week be for the division if we lose. Like, we have to get this game first for that game to have as much meaning as it does.
Look,
I know the Cowboys stink. I don't think we're there yet with this Eagles team. Where we can just start going into games saying, like, yeah, you know, like, skip past that one. We got this. I'm just saying,
yeah, we're not in this.
You know,
we're not in that space.
And it's the Cowboys, man. Like, I won't be able to handle a loss to that team.
Well, no one will, but I don't anticipate that happening.
Well, I know you don't, but you can't overlook the fact that it might happen.
Well, I could do whatever I want. I just can't believe the Friday scaries over here with Cooper Rush on the
other side. Sunday, Joe.
We're throwing out cliches now. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Where are you on this game? Look, it's Dallas Week. It's fun. We're going to get revved up with some Eagles-Cowboys memories. We got a great prize to give away today. But just on the game, are you locked in, super locked in on this game and kind of concerned competitiveness like Kyle and you? Or are you thinking we got to win Sunday and then it's on to the Commanders? I've been on to the Commanders since August. The Cowboys are not a threat.
One game at a time.
They're not.
That's another cliche
a
for you.
Threat.
They're always a threat.
No, they're not.
Cowboys.
This Cowboys team's a threat?
Yes, they are.
To who?
To us. Do you don't think that the
without
Cowboys,
Dak?
Yes, they're still a threat. I don't overlook anybody like that. If a rattlesnake is on the road and it's bleeding and it's still moving, Still dangerous.
This is a garden snake we're taking on.
It's still a rattlesnake.
You played football before, man.
You know what? I used to believe that. I'm not sure anymore. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy Football Friday, man.
Hey, Chris.
Football Friday.
What's up, buddy?
Joe. Mm-hmm. Slow down, Joe. Listen. First of all, don't listen to Wet Blanky and his counterpart there either. They just being a little nervous.
They're scared. I'm sensing Cowboys fear on a Dallas week. I don't like that.
It's
right now.
Eagles fear.
But Joe, I want you to slow down, Joe. It's like Thanksgiving. There's a feast in front of you,
yep. And
you're going to eat hearty and fill yourself. Sit back and enjoy it first before we go on to the next. Before we start worrying about the next holiday, okay? So you know you got a feast in front of you. All right. You know what? And it's time.
Oh, we got to hit the music.
Load up your gear, lock in. Heathen is coming on Sunday. Our birds are flying in. We're going to invade Jerry little playpen down in town. We will shred their abysmal defense with Quadzilla. The carnage will be heavy. And even Gainwell and Shippy will beat on the court. Our defense will rush and pound Cooper into the ground like the red-headed stepchild that he is. Our defense line and linebackers will bury the running back, formerly known as Zeke Elliott, and send him to the retirement home with his owner, Jerry Jones. Our secondary, you, the Thundercats heard the call, and they're coming strong. Cooper DeGene, a.k.a. the Executioner, will do what he does best and end opposing offenses' drive. Let's not forget it's Battle Buddy on the other side. Quinyon Mitchell, a.k.a. the Warden, will be putting receivers on lockdown. Cutthroat fans, I hear you chirping. You're all quiet, though, now. You're a bunch of front-running fans. I'm calling you out. Where are you today? You know the truth. Big Brother is going to slap your little boy back into place. We are E-I-G-L-E-S-Eagles.
Now that's it's a Football Friday call. Now that's what I'm talking about there.
That was awesome.
We're not losing.
I never said we were losing.
It sounds to me like you think this thing could be tight. You think it's going to be tight?
I do think it could be tight.
With 5 minutes to go, we're biting our nails?
Yeah.
Against Cooper Rush?
I think this could be a tight game.
Well, then we got a problem here.
We just bit our nails against the Jags at home, Joe.
Excuse me. We wouldn't have if the head coach put the points on the board.
Or if the refs didn't call a phony baloney fumble.
Well, that's fine. But I can't expect that stuff to happen every week.
You're going to leave Nick alone.
You would think the coach would learn from his mistakes. You would think the referees won't screw it up completely again. You're right. It was maybe a little phony baloney last Sunday.
Saquon can go for a first down.
All those things. That would all contribute here.
Bad things happen.
Yeah. The Eagles... I just... You know what I did there a couple minutes ago? I just wanted to start doing this just to give you guys a little perspective here, right? If you look right now at the rosters, Hugh, if I made a list of the 10 best players who are going to be on the field on Sunday...
Most of them are on our roster.
I think 8 would be Eagles.
Yeah.
The only guys I'd put on the Cowboys side are CeeDee, who's nursing a shoulder injury, and Micah, who's coming off a high ankle sprain.
Mm-hmm.
Every other player, if you make it a top 10 list of players on the field Sunday, they're all Eagles.
What was that list looking like last week?
So last week, you know, you kind of think through Brian Thomas, their wide receiver, Trayvon Walker. Yeah,
I think it was a little bit more. But it still favored us, though, right?
Oh, yeah,
At the end of the day. What was the score of that game?
It was 22-0 at one point.
Nah.
At one point, it's 22-0. It was.
I didn't ask you that.
The coach gave 9 points away.
I didn't ask you that. I didn't ask you that. What was the score of the game?
It was 28-23.
Okay.
Yeah, but they also, the week before, went to Cincinnati, blew them out. They blew the Giants out.
Joe,
they've shown an ability last month to start getting up on some bad teams here.
I am just saying, mm-hmm. as well as they played last week, you can't overlook anybody.
I am.
You can't.
Dallas stinks!
I like to defy it. Well, I am. Okay, that's fine, but I'm trying to tell you not to do it.
I just want you guys to realize
this game might be a little closer than you anticipate,
Dallas
bro.
Dallas stinks. stinks. They are not a good foot. They were barely average with Dak Prescott in there. And now they don't have Dak Prescott.
And they gave Dak a ton of bread.
Well, that was a mistake. 215-592-9494. All right, let's talk to Marlon in Southwest Philly. What's up, Marlon?
Listen, man. First of all, y'all, okay, the Cowboys, they stink. Okay, we get that.
Oh, they really stink.
All y'all shows, y'all can be 6-2, but guess what? You're not winning another Super Bowl, and you're firing your coach. Y'all stink anyway. Jalen Hurts.
Hold on, Marlon. You Cowboys fan, Marlon?
Yeah,
Marlon.
You think he's a Cowboys fan? You
think? I'm an everybody's fan. That's what I am. I can't stand the Eagles. That's why.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's who I am. But anyway, I listen to y'all show. Sirianni, when he got y'all to the Super Bowl, he stank then, but y'all didn't see that. Now, look, I love it every day listening to y'all talk. It gives me excitement because guess what? He stank then, he stank now, and he's going to blow a game. Y'all just beating bull crapping teams.
Like Sunday when we beat the bull crapping Cowboys. I mean, Marlon.
But how about this?
Well, hold on, Marlon. How about how bad your team is? Like, let's not move away from that. Like, yeah, the coach here is questionable, sure. But your team stinks, and they're stuck now with the contract to Prescott, and they got nothing in the pipeline, and your coach is a dead man walking.
And y'all did the same dumb mistake. They shouldn't have signed Dak, and y'all shouldn't have signed Hurts, because all he did was play y'all. He stinks. He's a game manager all alone.
Playing a lot better than Dak.
I was just about to say that.
Come on, man. No, he don't.
Marlon, you know what? But the best part is I think deep down you agree with me. The Eagles are going to crush the Cowboys.
Sound like you do.
Crush them.
You don't believe that.
Sure I do.
You don't even believe
it. They're going to crush the Cowboys on Sunday.
Everybody knows when a bad team, just like that year, when the 0-something Jets came in, they beat y'all when y'all just look past them. Look past the Cowboys. Yeah, keep looking past them. And then when they end up blowing y'all out.
Oh, stop.
Fire the coach.
Stop. Cooper Rush. You fire your coach getting fired first, Marlon. That's enough.
Yeah, he sounds a little bitter.
Yeah.
You know what's not going to happen?
Bitter. What's that?
Marlon's not going to call in Monday when they lose.
No. Yeah. He's going to skip that one.
Total fraud.
Yep, total. 215-592-9494. It is time to reverse all the scaredness in the studio here today. Eagles haven't won in Dallas since 2017. We're reversing that. Jalen's never won in Dallas. We're reversing that. This one is a lock, and I'm being honest with you. My mind's already halfway on the Commanders for Thursday night. That's the game. This is just, you know what this is?
It's a warm-up.
It's a warm-up. It's a speed bump
a
on the road.
This is like an appetizer.
It's an appetizer. Go down there, get a nice 14-point victory, come on home, and play the Commanders on Thursday.
I wouldn't do that.
Don't be scared.
No, I'm not scared. I'm just saying I wouldn't do that.
All right, 215-592-9494.
You know the monkey's still loose.
Yeah, that's
down
what you're scared
in South
of.
Carolina. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah. How long did they get up to Philadelphia?
No, I'm just saying. You haven't seen, you're making fun of this.
No, I did see the story.
Do you remember the movie Outbreak?
Yes.
This is how Outbreak started, man. That's all I'm saying.
Yo,
be prepared.
I'm not really that worried about it.
Dude, you're going to start an outbreak by not wearing underwear or socks.
Yeah. The socks thing is crazy.
Y'all didn't even know it until I said something.
No, you said this before. Just let it slide. All